going on and on.
Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Charlie Zonoff. Greatest of all time. Yeah, not in the mood, man. It's, feel blindsided. You know, my girlfriend, you saw, I posted her pictures on Instagram. And I didn't want to show her before, but now I just don't care anymore. You know, it's, if we get back together, we get back together. She said to give her time. She says she'll get back with me. She called me yesterday. You know, I was surprised, you know, that she even called me after the breakup. And she called me. She said, she just said she got cold feet and she's not ready to move in. You know, if you're not ready, then why the? Anyways, man, calling me. I asked her, I'm like, why are you calling me 20 times a day? Why? She's like, well, because I like you. She's like, I have feelings for you. You know, I'm like, okay, then what's the fucking problem? You know, she's like, why? I'm just not ready for that kind of commitment to move in. Maybe I'm like, okay, well, I'll live in a separate house. And she's like, well, we'll see. Give me some time and maybe we'll get back together. And, you know, I hate it when women say, give me some time. I seriously, it's just, fuck, man. It's just like, the time is now, yes or no. You know what I mean? Man, what the, it was yes every single day. Look, remember Samantha? I was banging her and I was like making videos. Like I made a video about her. Yeah, Samantha was like, well, my fuck buddy, I guess you could say she was my girl, you know, like, we were just having sex, no strings attached. I don't know who she was with. I don't, you know. But then once I met this girl, I'm still not going to say her name because, again, we, fuck it, you know, why do you need her name? Okay, so I take her more serious than Samantha, so even though she's got the emotion away from me, but, okay, this chick, yeah, I don't know, it sucks. I blocked Samantha, I blocked Daria. Well, Daria and Samantha, yeah, they messaged me, but, you know, every now and then. But, no, Samantha would talk to me all the time. I was fucking her. And I blocked Kim Kardashian. Well, no, I unblocked Kim now. Well, because of the feed, because her feed always, like, her makeup and all this shit always shows up in my feed. And I was like, man, I'm tired of this shit, you know, like, until this woman actually goes on a date with me. But, yeah, I just read an article, recent article, December 20th, 2017, that she's, after their third baby there, she's going to break up with Kanye West. There's a million articles about their split. She did delete the family Christmas photos. That could be a sign for real. But, look, man, I get Kim K lookalikes. I get, literally girls with the same body type of, like Samantha, dude, man, I don't want to burn any bridges, but fuck, did you see that ass? That's a huge ass, man. That is, wow. Like, man, that's the same type, that's literally the same size, if not bigger than Kim, man. Yeah. So, I mean, I always get hot girls, man. It's just, you know, the problem is just keeping them for some reason. I don't know. I don't know, maybe my ex-wife did a voodoo on me or something, and it's been working. I don't know. Listen, man, I'm very religious, you know. You all know I'm the biggest believer in Jesus Christ. Nobody believes in God as much as I do, and, you know, 2-9-0, the best boxer in the world, you know, fortunate to have such a great career and record, and, will this affect my performance for 210? No, I'm gonna win by knockout. If anything, it'll my win will be superb in January. I'm fighting in January. Looks like in LA instead of Russia now. And if I get back with her, then it'll be in Russia. The point is, in January, I'm gonna knock somebody the fuck out. I just called Floyd Mayweather Jr.'s gym here in Wilshire, the gym that I streamed when I went to. Yeah, it's Listen, the guy's a pussy. He doesn't want to fight the fighter that knocked his father out. You know, if that's not enough motivation, like, then what is? You know, knock your dad out. I mean, who can be the closest? Okay, I heard Roger was the closest, but dude, I mean, Roger, your uncle, your dad. The point is I knocked your family member out, and you still don't want to fight me. That something is wrong with you. You're terrified to that point that you, I mean, come on, man. He's talking about going to the UFC now. Dude, I mean, the UFC, it's like, what the fuck? Again, if he does, it's all going to be staged. These UFC guys would kill Mayweather. They're not good fighters. I beat a lot of them. Jules Wallace, Zale Smith, the UFC guy would murder Mayweather. But they're going to take him to the ground, and Mayweather has no idea how to fight. Like, real. He doesn't know how to street fight. He doesn't know how to fight. He's an actor. They're going to take him to the ground and snap. I mean, anybody will tell you this. They're going to snap his arm. They're going to choke him out. UFC fighters they suck in boxing, but they're not going to box with Floyd Coward Weather. They're going to take him down and choke him out. I will knock Mayweather out if he fights me. So, but at least in boxing, you know, like, look, he needs to fight me because I beat his dad. He's going to lose to me, obviously. You know, I'm a big middleweight. I just weighed in on 160. I got a cruiserweight reach. You know, I got about 73-inch reach, long reach. Phenomenal, tremendous punching power and hand speed that Mayweather nobody can compete with. I would obliterate Floyd Mayweather Jr., but he doesn't want to fight, and, you know, that's why, unless he calls me back, left my number, I'm going to go to the gym like always, find a real opponent better than Floyd, and, you know, some like cruiserweight like Anthony Thompson, and beat the shit out of them. Oh, and the next opponent's not going to have glasses, so you haters will not have any excuses. But first, let me just kind of regroup before I even start training. Well, you know, let me regroup, you know, before I go to the gym and all that. I just see if things work out with me and my girlfriend. I don't know. And I personally think it's over. She blindsided me. You know, New Year's is coming up, and she just, like, I'm picking up my visa tomorrow. Like, no matter what, I'm picking up my visa, because what if I meet another Russian girl, and then I would just, the visa's for 3 years, you know what I mean? Yeah, I'm going to, that $700, are you kidding me? For one, you can't get a refund. Two, I wouldn't want a refund. Three, I'm going to pick it up. So, I mean, but yeah, man, talking about all the great wins, you know, this year and last year, and, you know, man, what a year it's been in boxing, you know, and it's been a roller coaster year as far as relationships go, but in boxing it's been one hell of a year. And my three best wins, you know, and Anthony Thompson, Kung Fu champion, and Wee Wah Leo, those three in order, the Kung Fu champion, then Anthony Thompson. Well, it's different. My best win competition-wise, Anthony Thompson. My best win performance-wise, the knocking out the Kung Fu Grandmaster. If you watch that fight, I hit him right in the jaw with that left hook. That, like, when I connected, now pay attention, watch that fight. When I connected that left hook on that Kung Fu Grandmaster, the black guy, he was already out. You could see he was falling already. I didn't need to hit him a second time. He would have dropped anyway. But as he was already dropping, as his feet gave out, as he was dropping, I hit him fucking hard as fuck, right in the head with a right hand. That was the best win of my career. 210, don't be surprised if 210 looks like that, because after what happened with my girlfriend, I'm not going to let it break me. I'm just going to go and break somebody else. And that's why, like, I want to take my anger out on Floyd Mayweather Jr., because I hate the son of a bitch, but if he doesn't want to fight him, I have to take out the anger on another fighter, on a real fighter. So, yeah, 210 is going to be, I always start the year with a bang, you know. I beat up some MMA fighters so bad one time that at the gym, the guy went to the hospital January 1st. So every year, this year, I knuckled up with some gangbanger/boxer heavyweight in Silmar. Punched him so hard that, you know, one shot at him. And, let's see here. I believe it was Virgil. Like, the first victory. Well, Virgil's 49. Yeah, Virgil, great right hand, stopped him, you know, with that three-piece to the body and then right hand in the face. Every year I start the year with a bang. And then lucky number 50, man. I'd be a gang member named Lucky. Some wannabe, you know, just walking on, talking shit, you know, knocked him out. So I'm just saying, man, January 2017, win 210, 210 or no, it's like one win closer to the 300, and, you know, I'm going to do it. And, yeah, what can I say, man? Right now I'm just, I'm not even thinking about the next relationship. No, I mean, like, there's two women that I really, really like. I'm not going to lie. There's two women that I would really want. I mean, look, Daria, it never worked. So if I had to choose Kim, obviously. But look, why the infatuation for Kim Kardashian? Because women throw themselves at me. But she doesn't. And that's what, yeah, that's what makes me want her. No, she's beautiful. I mean, fuck. I mean, regardless, I would want her, obviously. But that's what makes me want her even more. That's just like women that look like her throw themselves. You, come on, you saw Samantha? You seen that huge ass and that fucking body? I mean, you've seen, you know what I'm saying? Like, women that look like her with the same, like, sugar, like my ex-wife's hot. Okay, well, my ex-wife doesn't look like her, but she's fucking hot, you know? Well, now they're both, now she's blonde. My ex-wife is blonde, and I'm just saying that Kim and Kanye are not going to stay together. So if, like, I don't like to wait for anybody, but again, I don't plan to hook up with unless it's Kim or Daria. I don't plan to, like, go to the club or look for anything, you know, fuck that. Or Samantha, yeah, I may go have sex with her, you know, just to kind of clear my head, you know, clear, you know, not just one head, but the other head too. But, you know, hey, I'm Charles in charge in the bedroom, so. I mean, you can have Samantha and, you know, any other woman, any girl that I had sex with, you know, so. If Kim was to go on a date with me and if we were to get intimate, you know, she would never leave me, I can assure you that. But, I don't know, it's crazy. It's fucking about to be 2018, I still like Kim. Like, I like all these other bitches, these famous girls, like, I'm good, man. I don't know. Daria, yeah, I still love Daria, my ex-wife, but what's up with that fat guy, man? It's like, what the fuck? Dude, she doesn't love him. This troll TV guy, he's mentally ill. She's using that dude. She's using him for money. She told me she had boyfriends that she had for a long time that she used. Daria truly loved me, but look, I don't know this girl. I left my wife because of alcohol and drugs. Drug abuse and alcohol abuse. That's why I left my wife. Are you kidding me? A girl that beautiful, I would fucking... And even then, I try to get her help. I try to get her, you know, to rehab, and I did. I sent her to rehab, and she came out, but then she relapsed in 4 months. And it just... She kept relapsing and kept relapsing. That's why I left her, because of her relapses, man. And getting back with her is probably not a good idea. This, I mean, yeah, we're going to have sex. It's going to be great again. Oh my God, we're back together. And then boom, it's going to be the same shit. I don't know. Maybe she changed. Maybe she got better. I don't know. 2018 is going to be one hell of a year. I'm telling you this right now. You know, it's hard to say, like, hey, don't let this get you down, champ. Dude, I mean, this would get anybody down. You've seen how hot my girlfriend is from Russia. I got the visa. It's one thing if we hooked up and then we, like, broke up in, like, a week or something. You know, who cares? Fuck it. That happened. You know, but this worked. This actually worked. Like, we would talk all the time. She would call me. Like, the interest was there. It was identical. It was like, you know, I had relationships where I would call girls and I just didn't feel the chemistry. I was on the phone with the chick and I just felt like I was putting all the effort in. She'd be like, oh, I'll call you back. And then I would never get a call back. It would always be me calling. This girl would literally call. I have the phone records. She would call me more than I called her. She would message me more than I messaged her. She was like literally, I mean, we were identically interested the same, but it seemed like she was more interested in me than I was in her, and it hurts so much that you know, it had to happen like this, that, you know, she got cold feet and said it's too soon for us to move in together. And then she's like, give me time to think about the whole thing. And hey, look, maybe I'll get her back. Maybe tomorrow, or today, we're going to get back together, and I'm not going to have to try to get my wife back, or I'm not going to have to try to convince Kim Kardashian, a local girl, to dump her husband and go with the champ. Maybe I'm not going to have to do that. Then again, you know, I don't know. Oh, and maybe I'm not going to... Well, Samantha, it's just call her up, boom, side piece, you know what I mean? Fuck her anytime I want, you know? But it's just good that I have Samantha, you know what I mean? It's like, but... I mean, she, whatever, man. You know, Samantha's hot as fuck. The haters can only dream to even stand next to a girl that hot, you know. And they would, man, they can't even afford magazines with girls that hot, man. Feel like that, man. So, yeah, if I can get Samantha, if I can get that hot Russian babe, you know, I can get Kim Kardashian. It's just Kim needs to see me in real life. And if we talk, and my homies have seen her, my homie does construction work, and anyways, I'm not going to get into that, man. A lot of my homies seen her, you know. I know where she hangs out and everything, but look, if she dumps Kanye West, I'll go see her, man. No, I'll literally go there when she's there. I'll go, I know exactly what time, when to find her, man. If she dumps Kanye West, you know, like that article says, you know. Then, yeah. I'll go for Kim one last time. I mean, I got nothing to lose, you know. She says yes, then great, you know, we'll start dating. If she says no, then no. But then I'll get it off my chest. Then I'll know for sure, because this whole, like, I think she definitely watches the videos, but again, when you got a mentally sick guy like Kanye West, He's probably not what, maybe he's not letting her watch the videos. Maybe because he knows that if she sees the videos that I made for her, but trust me, if I make another one, it's going to be a lot better than when I was drunk saying, hey, Kim, let's get married. Come on, I was fucking drunk. We got a date before we get married. You know what I mean? I got married in real life with Daria. I had a wedding. I walked down the aisle. I know what it feels like. That. Ton, 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 that whatever wedding music. I know what it feels like. All right. No offense to Kim, but Daria is on the level of her as far as, you know, looks and everything like that. But yeah, you know. Hey, Zone Off Wilder 3 happens in 2018. You know, Kim's invited, just no Kanye West. And I'll knock him out again and put him to sleep. But Deontay Wilder, I mean, people are talking about that fight more now than when it happened. Okay, they're talking about it as much as when it happened. And so it just feels like it recently happened, fucking almost 4 years ago. And I had better wins. I beat Jones Waller, a better fighter than Deontay Wilder, a better win than Deontay Wilder. It was super one-sided. I had better wins, but the notoriety that the Zelenoff Wilder fights got is through the roof. I mean, I'm thinking like Deontay Wilder, like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? Like, why? Anthony Joshua's a joke. He's a bum. They hyped Bermaine Stiverne, and look what happened with Bermaine Stiverne. He picked on some littlies. Bermaine Stiverne's horrible, awful. These guys, these special forces, these black belt martial artists I beat at the gym, hell, they would beat Deontay Wilder, let alone Bermaine Stiverne. I'm not saying every guy I beat at the gym would beat Deontay Wilder, but I'm saying, okay, Navy SEAL, legitimate chance to beat him in a street fight. Let's see, Marines, legitimate chance to beat Wilder in a street fight. Not in a boxing match, but in a street fight. Anthony Thompson, legitimate chance to beat Wilder in a street fight and a boxing match, both. The Kung Fu Grandmaster, legitimate chance to beat Wilder in a street fight. he kicks Wilder in the face, and Wilder's Alabama glass chin, the Kung Fu Grandmaster that I knocked out, if he fought Wilder, if he hit Wilder in the jaw, Wilder's glass chin, Wilder would get knocked out. You know what I'm saying? It's like the guy's a grandmaster. He's like a fucking, you know, he had like multiple black belts, you know what I mean? And I knocked his guy out in 2 seconds. And it's like, come on. Like I said, you watch that fight. You pay attention. I hit him in the jaw with that left hook. And then I followed up with a right hook, and he just dropped. 1 second. Somebody just texted me. That's Rodney. Yeah, so Rodney, the Australian fan. Yeah, I'm on now. Hold on, let me get him the number. I bet the haters are shocked, huh? Shouldn't be shocked, man. I'm the greatest boxer of all time that I get girls that hot, man. You know, so. Yeah. It's fucking fact and breeze back. Breakup announcement. You fucking retard. You sadistic piece of shit. You. Like, what kind of loser, like, man, like, I've never hoped for anybody to break up. Well, I mean, okay, Kim and Kanye is different. That's because I want Kim, you know, and that's because I have a legitimate chance to get her if she breaks up with him. Because, you know, come on, that's different. But I'm talking about, like, okay, like, I'm a boxing champion. You breathe back. You're a loser. You're just some random crazy guy with a screen name. Nobody knows your real fucking name. You're just some random crazy dude on the internet. You're just some anonymous troll. That's who you are. Every girl I get, me and Samantha never broke up, you idiot. I just stopped. As soon as I met the Russian babe, I stopped. I blocked Samantha because I didn't want, you know, my Russian girl to think I'm cheating or anything. Samantha went to Brazil, and we just lost contact. We never, like, had any, I was fucking her, and then all of a sudden I just meet somebody else in Russia, you know, and I've always wanted to go overseas again after Daria, thinking, well, I need to try this again. But now, I don't know. I don't even know if I should. After this, I mean, if we get back together, yeah, I'll go there for her. But if not, then I don't even know. I don't know. It's just, because what if I go, what if I show up and she pulls this shit on me and says, hey, you know what, I don't think it's going to work out, or it's too soon. Well, no, but what if she meets me, you know, and like we have sex, and then it's going to hurt even more. I mean, I don't know. I was married for 2 years with Daria, so I left my first wife. That's different. When you leave somebody, when you leave a girl, when you dump a girl and when you get dumped, it hurts. When a girl leaves you, it hurts a lot more. It hurts regardless, you know, even if you end the relationship. But if the relationship ends on, if you're on the receiving end of being, you know, left, then it hurts a lot more. So, but then again, I'm starting to get over it, and, you know, literally a day later, I'm just starting to realize that, you know, whatever, man. I'm living the life of the goat. Therefore, everything that happens in this life, it is supposed to happen. And that's the way God wants it. You know, therefore, if it's destiny, she will become my girlfriend again. We're going to meet. We're going to get married. We're going to have kids. And we're going to be happy together. We already have a house together. So that's a good start. But everything else, you know, doesn't look good because of her actions, the way she behaves, the way she conducts herself. You know, a girl her age, I'm not going to say her age. She's obviously in her 20s. She's young, so. Yeah, what can I say, man? It sucks, man. But, hey, my, the wife that I left, look at her. I mean, super hot. This one, super hot. Samantha's my fuck buddy, okay? I always have her. No, but the point is, look at all the women. I get super hot women, man. Come on, these haters are mentally ill, man. I'm a boxing champion, the best in the world. I'm the best fighter in the world. I have game. I know how to. I'm charismatic. I know how to. You know, I would make her laugh all the time. I would, you know, just like tell her jokes, and I would just like make her smile and blush. And that's what I told her. I'm like, remember how all the great times we talked and how. We would always, you know, I would tell her, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, it's, that's what I'm saying. It's just like, oh, yeah, about Kim, you know, because my last girlfriend looks like her, kind of, you know, the black hair and all that, like the original Kim, so most would say better, you know. And maybe Kim's better. I don't know. They're both hot. Fuck. But, yeah, man. No, with Kim, remember that restaurant? No, I was trying to get with some girl that worked there, man. Yeah, dude, fuck that place, man. They try to cock block and shit, man. And that's when I started banging Samantha and shit. I was like, Samantha, my Brazilian queen. Yeah, I can always get, you know, just go fuck her, you know. She lives very close to me. She's just not wifey material. She's just the type of girl you fucking, that's it. You don't attach any strings, man, that's why. Of course I would make Samantha my girlfriend, look how hot she is, but I kind of did, but, you know, I mean, I would fuck her so often that basically she is my girlfriend, you know, as I was, like, thinking, but I guess you'd call her a super serious fuck buddy, I don't know. But, yeah, man, 210 is going to be phenomenal. I'm telling everybody right now. You know, the breakup, it's not going to affect my performance by any means. You all know that, man, I've had situations where me and a girl broke up. Or, like, even worse, like when me and my wife were together and we got into an argument, that's a distraction, huge distraction. When me and my wife would get into arguments, I would go to the gym and knock guys out. So, listen, I'm literally indestructible. Nothing can break me. Nothing. No hack job by the haters. No prank by the haters. No real breakup with a girl. Not even a fucking divorce that I initiated. Not even a divorce with a beautiful wife. Or when I came back from county jail and thought that Kim would become my girlfriend, and she became Kanye West, girlfriend, wife. Nothing ever broke Charlie Zelenoff. I continue to win fights. I continue to smash everyone's face in. I'm the best, the greatest ever. The best boxer, the best fighter that you will ever get to see.